This is the Don and Mike Show.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
Sure is. You're telling me. Jesus H. Christ.
Breaking news. That's the game.
Yeah.
Give it away $100. Somebody who impresses us the most. At the MP3 player, courtesy of Samsung. At Circuit City. Circuit City makes it simple to learn about the latest in home entertainment technology. Samsung HDTV with DLP technology. Learn more at Samsung.com or go into Circuit City today.
Let's see who's going to impress us.
There is the identifiable theme that means, breaking news.
It's the breaking news theme.
And let's just get to the calls and see who's got what. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hey, hello.
Hello.
It's Fred.
Hello. Hi, Brian. Where are you from?
Sacramento, man.
All right. Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, man.
Right.
Yeah, man.
What are you going to be breaking for us today, Brian?
I got a light bulb, one of those halogen light bulbs that explode. It's like a round globe.
All right, a halogen light bulb. Do you mean like the type that you would, almost like for track lighting?
Yeah, it's a small one. These little ones explode a little better.
Brian, what will your method of destruction be?
I'm going to throw it on some concrete.
Very good. You know, it's a traditional thing. It's not simple. Super fancy, but it might have a nice effect.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's give it a try. At least it'll be the sacrificial first lamb.
That's right.
Yes. For breaking news. Go ahead, Brian, please.
I got to leave. That's my boss. Bye.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He had to leave. His boss had just arrived.
Okay, well.
He was a genius.
Joe.
Still.
Going to miss that light bulb.
Still, he screwed up the very first part of this game.
Yeah, he did, and he needs to be punished.
Hello?
What's up?
Get it, go. Are you listening to the show?
Yeah. Well, I'm just taking a call from a numbnut out in New York.
Okay, well, listen, what a hard target search on that guy that just stiffed us. Get him back on the phone.
Yeah, he kind of bailed on us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So I don't think I saved the screen.
Oh, Joe.
We might not be able to punish him. That's a shame.
Joe, I thought you lived for that, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I had some other guy who said we're going to be preempted by a Giants game, wherever the hell the Giants play.
Oh, okay. No, not
that,
again.
That would be San Francisco. But Joe, let's focus on the task at hand.
Yes.
We had someone that was going to break something. He hung up. I normally love going to you because you have the number. You hate the listeners. You are ready to get your vigilante justice.
Track him down.
No, I love the listeners, Don. I hate the callers.
Ah, yes. Love the listeners, hate the callers.
Well, maybe line 6 will make it up for you if the guy's telling the truth.
All right. Ow. Ow.
Sorry.
Ow. Okay. Goodbye.
So I guess Joe. Young Brian in Sacramento was going to be breaking the
Bye!
The boss's light bulb.
Apparently. All right. Let's try what Joe says on line 6. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. Welcome to Breaking News. What will you be breaking today?
I will be breaking a box of glasses, and Joe's a dork.
Well, now, why are you saying that about Joe?
I don't know, because he says he hates us.
All right, enough of your editorial comment. What is your method of destruction going to be?
Can I say something before I go?
Oh, boy. Oh, no, this is not
Everybody's not being very well behaved.
It's not the Academy Awards. You're not here to give a speech. You're here to break.
It's a good thing, Doc.
How are you going to be breaking your glasses?
I will be breaking them from a height of 3 feet.
All right, so you're like standing up on a chair or a ladder.
Now, Joe is sending me an instant message, okay? Joe says, hold on a second. Joe is IMing me saying, this dick said he had a machine gun.
Oh, did you lie, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yes, you.
Well, I think I started it off with Joe's demeanor, so.
Well, no. That's not the, hold on.
No.
That's not the question.
No. Joe just sent me an instant message indicating that when you called in for this contest.
No, he's wrong. I had a box of glasses.
Did you at any time say you had a machine gun?
No.
All right, let's get Joe on the line.
You're going to stick with that.
I can't instant message him again. Let's just get his voice.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great DJ voice.
Let's find out.
Right.
So far, I'm thinking the guy, my crap detector is off of this guy. Seems to have a bit of an agenda.
Oh, no question.
No, I...
He definitely
shut
has
up.
An agenda, but...
Hold on. Hi,
Joe.
I was wrong. The machine gun guy is on three.
Ah. Is that the winner? I mean, is that the guy you like?
Well, I mean, if he's telling the truth and he's got a machine gun...
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so that thing on the computer, then, that was wrong. So you're wrong about the guy when you put the thing by the guy on line six.
I was wrong. I guess I was wrong that he had a machine gun, but I wasn't wrong that he's a numbnuts.
Joe. Ow! God damn it, Joe. Stop that.
I didn't mean to do that.
I know you didn't. Goodbye now.
Good day.
Bye!
Bye!
Come on now.
Bye.
Come on.
Animal.
Go easy on him.
I can't work with Ardinger, Mike.
Okay.
I can't work with him. Now listen.
Now do we have? Is this the glasses guy still?
Yes, it is.
All right. So,
all right.
You don't have a machine gun. You didn't,
sorry for questioning your honesty, sir.
Sorry, yes, it's just Joe sent me an instant message. Yeah. Now, without giving a political speech,
right?
Now, just go ahead and break what you want
to
break.
He's dying to talk. He seems to have some kind of agenda.
It was something nice. You know, Harrisburg, we got to listen to you.
See, now listen.
Yeah,
you're
not breaking things.
Can you please?
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Even if you're going to say something very nice, just please break something.
All right.
I didn't hear any glass break. It didn't break, did it, sir? There we are. There's the first one.
Well,
how about another?
Bye!
Oh, yeah, not even worth
it.
What was his name? I don't even remember his name. I'm going to put NN. Numbnuts.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Welcome to Breaking News. And what is your name?
My name is Paul. And my girlfriend's got this XM satellite radio nonsense. She always takes the radio with her. Well, while she's driving on the way home, I'm going to shoot the rest of the XM satellite radio device, including the antenna, with a machine gun.
Now this could be a triple threat here.
Yeah.
Not only could this be significant and, you know, it's sending a message.
Right.
It is.
This could also be maybe our best ever.
Mm-hmm. And it could be crap, too. It's too good. It might be too good to be true. You know, falls under that category of, you know, shooting a satellite radio with a machine gun. I hope he's telling the truth.
I mean, who really cares if he's shooting XM or Sirius? Who cares?
Right.
If the guy's got a machine gun.
No, I heard you guys hated it. That's why I'm doing it.
What kind of machine gun is it?
Well, this is a Drozd. It's a Russian machine gun. I've taken the silencer suppressor off of it.
Good.
But it's not going to be real, real loud.
What's the vintage of it?
It's bought about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. Right.
All right. Well, then go ahead and.
It's not gonna be real loud.
Now, sir, are you gonna place the phone down and maybe go a distance away to do your destruction? So
that's what I'm gonna do.
All right. Very good.
Hold on one second, okay?
Is the sound effect CD already in?
I've only got about 10 bullets in. So hold on.
All right. Here we go.
Did you like that? It's dead. It's gone.
See, that sounded real to me.
It sounded real to me also. He said he only had 10 rounds there. You know, that's a shame he didn't have more rounds. But
can't you fire any more? Aren't you one of those crazy guys that has like a bunker full of ammo?
Don't you have any more clips?
I'd have to go up and reload. I've got a couple AK-47s.
Of course you do.
But they're semi-automatic. They're not machine guns.
And why is it that you would have a Russian machine gun? Why would you need that?
Why not?
Hunting squirrels.
Why not? You have an AK-47 handy?
Well, I've got one, and my girlfriend has one too.
Well, why don't you get out the AK-47 and put a round into it?
Well, because I can't. I'm in a residential neighborhood, and they make a lot of noise.
Oh, but it's okay to bring your Russian machine gun in the backyard.
Yeah, well, see, it's a lot lower power.
Just squeeze off.
Well, I did hear the rounds going.
I heard the pop, 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 pop.
It sounded interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our first machine gun.
But I think we're going to need more from you if you're going to win. So I'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
And maybe you can go through, like, the kitchen cupboards and see if you can find any more ammo.
Okay. Let me go and see if I can find more ammo. Would you like me to break something glass that she owns?
You know what? We'd like you really to shoot things.
Yeah.
right.
That's the way you that's the way you're going to get ahead in this contest.
Shoot glass.
Is by shooting things. You can shoot all the glass you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like stack up some bottles like in the old Wild Wild West.
Okay, well, how about some of her china?
Whatever, as long as you shoot it.
I don't know what the issues are that you have with this woman, but
any
yes, if that makes you happy, yes, shoot her.
Actually, I love her to death.
You love her to death.
Sure.
But you are going to shoot things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Hold on, we'll come back to you.
All right, thank you.
When
that's
a man,
Paul.
When he owns three machine guns and he says, I love you to death, it's kind of spooky.
It's unnerving.
Hey, they have matching AK-47.
That's sweet.
Hello,
nice.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello? Oh, God, what are you doing there? Hello?
Are you on a speaker, sir?
No, I'm off the speakerphone, Don.
Okay, who's this?
My name is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. What is it you'd like to break for us today?
I am going to shoot a direct-way satellite system that we've been having problems with for about 6 months.
What is your weapon of choice today, Ryan?
I got a Glock 40 with Black Talon ammunition, hollow point.
Okay, now, you know what?
Powerful.
Right now, I know that our red state numbers are going through the roof.
Right.
Do I have the states right?
Mm-hmm. Ryan, for some reason, I'm compelled to say this to you. Be very careful with that weapon today.
Oh, I'm always careful with my weapons.
Very good.
Okay. Well, let me get my wife so she can hold the phone up next to it.
And Ryan, I urge you to...
Wait a minute.
What could go wrong?
I urge you to blindfold yourself and drink a bottle of tequila before you try to
stop. No, I'm not drinking anything when I'm shooting this. So.
Wait a minute. Where is your wife going to be while this is going on?
Well, she can be next to my weapon, of course.
She's going to have an apple on her head, Mike.
No, she's not going to have an apple on her head.
All right, what are you shooting again, Ryan?
I'm shooting a Glock 40.
Into a direct way
29C
system.
Composite Glock with Black Talon ammunition, hollow point.
Into a direct way satellite receiver?
Not into the receiver, to the actual dish.
The dish, very good.
All right, go ahead. Let
all
it
right.
go.
I'm coming up to my range in my backyard. Hold on a second. I'm going to hand the phone to my wife right now.
All right, can we say hi to her?
Yeah, here's my wife. Her name is Jennifer.
Lucky lady.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, lucky lady.
He's getting ready to shoot?
Yep. Okay, I'm going to hold the phone up.
Do you want to give him a three count, Jennifer?
Sure, I'll give him a three count.
Okay. Okay. Be careful, Jennifer.
That would be one, two, three.
Three, two, one.
Yeah. Delightful.
Oh.
Absolutely delightful. Hey. Absolutely delightful.
Oh, do we love it?
That sounded absolutely wonderful.
We've got to have a second round.
We did get it a second round.
There is no way that we can simply end the game now. We've got to give the guy.
Ryan is the clear leader right now.
We got to give the guy with the Russian machine gun a chance to get back into it.
Yeah. I can't really hear you too well. I didn't have ear protection in, but.
It was fantastic, Ryan.
All right.
Right. Searching for signal. That's sounding insane right now. Hold on a second there, Ryan.
All right.
You might be the winner.
He's so far, Ryan is leader. He shot his satellite with a Glock.
Joe's sending me another instant message.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now we got guys with M80s. So,
hello.
We'll come back and we'll have another round of breaking news. Mike, what did we hear there? I mean, we heard a lot of nothing.
We had Ryan from Sacramento who hung up because his boss walked in.
Right.
We had Numbnuts who dropped a box of glasses. I only heard one break.
Yeah, that sucked.
We had Paul who shot his satellite radio with a machine gun. Mm-hmm. And Ryan who shot his TV satellite dish with a Glock. And, you know, what I love about this bit is every time we do it, we find out just how many of our listeners have weapons.
Makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Time to reload.
Makes you feel all fuzzy inside.
Soylent Green is people. We'll be back at least one more round of breaking.
Yeah. This is the Don and Mike Show.